Now, what does this tell us? It tells us that the economy has got a disconnect. It's not only a society with a democracy gap that the Green Party has to fill. That's what the issue is, the democracy gap between the oligarchies and the plutocrats and the hope and justice that a democracy can produce for us. That's why people all over the world like democracy. It's the best instrument ever devised to prevent injustices and solve deep human problems and give people opportunity to fulfill their human possibilities. It's the democracy gap that we have to go after in one area after another in our economy, in the areas where these corporations, these electronic child molesters, are exploiting our two-year-olds, four-year-olds, eight-year-olds, selling them junk food, putting violent and addictive ideas and images in their minds through this entertainment hucksterism, putting more military toys in five-year-old boys' hands, teaching pre-teenagers how to interact in TV and strip out people's hearts and brains in the mayhem that they want them to engage in, over-medicating them, more Ritalin, more drugs. Oh, gee, they seem to be misbehaving. Pump the drugs into them. Make the schools the funnels for the drugs. Give them out free samples. We've got to put a stop to this. And then come the addictive industries, the tobacco industry, now revealed to its utter disgrace and shame that it has been pursuing for decades a marketing practice of trying to hook 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids to a lifetime of smoking, one out of every three of whom would die from a smoking-related disease. This is something to just say, well, it's whatever the market can bear. It's free enterprise. 9 out of every 10 adults who are hooked on tobacco began when they were children and early teenagers. And we're just waking up to it. And you know why? Because some people brought lawsuits in a court of law, the tort system, that began blowing open the internal memos that got to 60 Minutes and the whistleblowers of conscience that were portrayed in movies recently. That's why one Democratic lever opens up horizons of correction, horizons of preventing, in this case, the massive violence that this tobacco industry, these drug dealers, whose executives have been invited for years to the White House and to governor's mansions, have inflicted on millions of Americans. More people die in 1999 from tobacco-related diseases in this country than all the Americans who died in World War II.